to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 318. I am Lisa Sheps, and I am joined by co-host extraordinaire, Miss Nicole Shiro, and also apprentice extraordinaire, Kieran Hunter. You are listening to us on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM, streaming live on the World Wide Web at koop.org. Stay with us.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up. Feast your eyes on the wonders of this world. Oh, yeah.
It is a Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. On the show today, we have Summerstock Austin, and there are three shows, The Guys and Dolls, Into the Woods, and The Tortoise and the Hare. They will be our only and most special guests today. But of course, we will have lively discussion of the world of theater in Austin, Chicago, New York, Dallas, London, Istanbul, and Boise, Idaho.
I told him whether to go and stay. So he invited to the next soiree a buxom boor for whom he bought a diamond bigger than a diamond ought to be. Did he?
I wish I knew the lyrics to get down with that too.
I'm making little hand gestures to Kieran because Kieran is solo on the board right now. Okay, your microphone is not working for some reason, so let's not use it.
Yes, but Kieran was quick to pick it up and go for it. That was awesome.
They did. And we've got some sort of hiss going on mic 3. So what the heck? So welcome.
Mic 3 has steam heat.
It has steam heat. Oh, you know what? I think I figured out what we were doing wrong. It was like totally my fault. And I'm going to fix it. We're going to make that microphone work.
Woohoo!
Nicole Shiro, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, but I asked you how you're doing.
I'm all right. I'm tired.
¿Por qué?
Yeah. Well, I did a quick travel up to Albany and back.
You did? Since last week?
I flew up Saturday night and I got back late yesterday afternoon, early evening. I went up to see my mother.
Oh, was it her birthday?
No, she wanted to go see Dale Watson play.
That's right. I love me some Dale Watson.
And I filled up. I sent Dale and the tour bus on with a whole bunch of yummy Italian pastries and roasted red peppers and Italian goodness. And I packed myself the same amount of cooler and brought that home for my brother and I.
Cool.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, so I refilled on Italian love and got a little honky tonk in and Schenectady in Albany, New York. Woohoo!
I'm happy to do that. So let's see if that microphone's working.
Hello.
No, I'm still not working.
No, not working.
Clearly, I don't know what I'm doing. So how are you, Kieran?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Kieran is short, sweet, and to
there
the point.
There you go. We're all. I was listening to. Does anybody listen to the Moth podcast?
No.
Yes. There was someone on today that was talking about they were being interviewed by Martha Stewart. And she said she didn't know how to be interviewed. She'd never been interviewed before. Martha Stewart says, "So," and I don't remember where she was from. "So you're from Detroit?" And she goes, "Yes."
Oh.
And Martha Stewart says, "And you grew up there and went to school there?" And she goes, "Yes." And it's like, so that it was funny.
That is funny.
So how you doing, Kieran?
I'm really, really good. I got a new cat.
A new cat named
Tiberius.
Tiberius.
Great name. Where'd
Caesar.
That come from? And that's great.
I took it from for a Star Trek reference.
I went to Caesar.
You went to Caesar. That's why I asked, because I know Kieran likes the sci-fi stuff. I do too.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clarify.
All right. And I need to apologize to our listeners for this this awful hiss. I can't seem to get rid of it.
It's steam heat.
It's steam heat. It's so in order for me to hear our in order for us to hear our guests, we need to listen to the hiss. So so that's it. So hold
Lisa,
on. Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. It's
what have you been up to since last week?
Well, you know, I have a little theater here in town, so I've been working very hard at that theater, which we're going to talk about a little later because I'm going to talk about the show that's going on there right now. I am not enjoying the hot weather.
No, it did suddenly get hot.
Yeah, it did. It did, and summer and me do not get along.
Well, I changed planes in Chicago and thought of you.
Ugh. Miss Chicago.
I know.
So I want to remind folks directly after this, we have Backstage at Offstage, and that is where we get to learn a little bit more about our guests. So please stick around for that if you are listening to the podcast. If you are not listening to the podcast,
womp, womp.
Exactly. Why not? You should be listening to the podcast.
It's fun.
How do they get that? They go to offstageonair.com and do what?
They put their email in the little white box and click the button, and we appear.
Click the button.
Click the button.
You get Nicole and Lisa right in your mailbox. All you have to do is click the button.
Click the button.
You could also subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Correct.
So those are really good ways to get us on the podcast.
But of course, like us on Facebook. And like us, friend, first and foremost.
And like us on Facebook. So let's introduce who's here with us. We've got a lovely group. We have a lovely group from Summerstock Austin, and I'm a little concerned about these microphones, but we're going to see what happens. Rachel Kosky.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Rachel is a steam heater.
Is it working? Rachel, am I hissing?
You're hissing. You're hissing. Well, we're just going to have to go with the hiss.
Okay.
Okay. Austin Hyde.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Hannah Roberts.
Hello.
Yay. Okay. Molly McCaskill.
Hi.
And Sarah Yokley.
Hi there.
And we have Wendy Reichstein, who's not near a microphone at all. She's gonna wave, or she can run to a microphone and hiss at us. So it's hissing, like it's bothering me because this is what happened one other time.
We'll switch around when.
No, there's nothing to switch around.
This when is we all, have to perform or something.
There's
or
nothing
talk?
To switch around. I all would right. love to be able to switch around, but unfortunately, there's nothing to switch around. So let's see what's going on in the world of theater. Well, the biggest thing that's going on in the world of theater is this whole controversy around cell phones and Patti LuPone.
Oh, yes.
So first of all, just how do we feel about the general... I have a real problem with people, actors, breaking character to deal with outside influences.
Well, it's definitely not the first time that Dame Patti has... done that.
No, but I mean, what do we think about it in general? Take Patti LuPone out of it, because I think she's sort of contentious.
As I've said before, there's a reason you have a stage manager and a house manager. Hello.
Okay, so how do you feel about it?
I feel like you should get off the stage and go tell them there's an issue and let them deal with it.
So does anybody here think it's okay to break character and deal with the audience?
No.
No.
Maybe if there's an emergency, like someone's dying or the roof falls in or,
in case
you know,
of death.
A catastrophe.
Or danger. Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're breaking character, you're shattering the whole world that you've created. I just feel like you're...
Well, you're right. I mean, I guess you're adding to the distraction, possibly. Maybe there are people who didn't notice that annoying texture in the front row.
Yeah.
Could be.
Now they all will.
Well, and... it's been very interesting to read some of the blogs, and most everybody is hailing Patti as some sort of hero.
Yes, I sent you that one article with all the other Broadway stars putting in their 2 cents, and a lot of them were all like, "Go Patti!" And I was.
Some of them are saying "Go Patti," but most of the things that everybody was saying was that people shouldn't text or talk on the phone or run up on stage to plug in their cell phone.
Correct.
In the theater. Now, that being said, there's an article that I read in, I don't even know what this is. It's the Clyde Finch Report.
No.
Go ahead.
Patti just didn't cross the fourth wall. She took that person's cell phone and left the stage. That's theft.
Well, wait a second. Now, taken out of context, you're exactly right. But taken in context, I believe at that point in the show, the character goes out into the house and is indeed... talking and relating to the audience at that point.
I think she usually just shakes a hand.
Yes.
Instead, she shook a hand and stole a phone.
Took a cell phone.
So, but you know what? I'm almost with her on that one. Mainly because the fourth wall was already broken as a part of the play anyway. Almost with her. And I think because, you know, the person got their phone back.
I guess.
But almost with her.
Almost.
But, I mean,
I got her yelling and screaming. She took the phone. I'm like, okay, does that two wrongs make a right now?
I don't know. I'm almost, almost with her on that one. But so this is the Clyde Fitch report. Has anybody ever heard of this guy? I haven't.
No.
He's given you a report, though, and tell us what he has to say. Report, Lisa.
He's given us a report, and it's a six-page report. But he's talking about, you know, not so fast, all you theater snobs. Back in the day, in Shakespeare's day, and the Groundlings, and everybody else, the audience was very engaged, and they yelling back and forth at the audience.
Threw things at the theater.
And insisting to repeat sections and things like that.
Yep.
So I almost went with him. I went, yeah, you know, you're right. So that's actually the idea of theater being a populist medium has gone away, especially certainly when you're paying $150 or more for tickets to Broadway. But I do have a problem. I have no problem with people that are reacting to the action on stage. I have no problem. They were one of the scenes was talking about some show that was that had God, I forgot what show it was, but it was dealt in an African American church, and they were like doing it, and there were African American people in the audience doing what they do at churches and amening and people were shushing them. And I think
I think
they should be able to do that.
They were totally engaged with the action of this show.
Exactly. Yes. But yeah, what I do have a problem with is even back in the old days when they would insist on people repeating good scenes and things like that. and the actors obliging. Oh, okay. See, that I don't like breaking the fourth
wall. Maybe things went a little off the rails during the restoration. A little indulgent.
A little. I was hoping somebody would disagree so that we could get into a heated discussion, but clearly not. You know what I didn't talk about is the piece of music that we played at the beginning, because I was so focused on this microphone and this hiss, it was from Coco. And does anybody know about the show Coco?
Tune.
1970, and the person that was singing that? Go back and play a little bit of track two. Track one, excuse me.
But that means Kira knows.
Oh, the money rings out like freedom. Clink, clink, a jingle.
Okay, anybody recognize that? You do. Anybody? Nobody. You have the right era. That's Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, who started, I can hear it now.
I know. Who starred in Coco, and it's about Coco Chanel. It did not do very well.
No, it did not.
But it was up for the best musical,
as
Tony.
Like the whole total musical,
Along with Applause and Pearly. And interestingly enough, I went back and I watched, I saw a YouTube thing that said it was the Tony Awards from 1970, and it was a 10-minute clip.
They used to get down at the Tonys.
So I went back and I saw the entire 1970 Tony Awards, and all three shows that were nominated that year got like 8 minutes on stage. It was pretty
Tony's
incredible.
Tonys used to be fun, man. Yeah. They used to be exciting to watch.
And what won that year was Applause, starring Lauren Bacall, the most famous, but I also didn't realize that that Bonnie... Oh, Jesus, I just lost her last name. One Day at a Time, Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie Bedella. Bonnie Bedella.
Bonnie Franklin.
Thank you.
Bonnie Franklin was in it. She was actually the star of this number. It was pretty fun. And evidently they have, well, not evidently, they definitely have on YouTubes. On the YouTubes, you can see all the Tonys. Full productions.
Yes, you could
Tonys.
See lots of back Tonys.
Yes.
I watch quite often.
Well, I can't say that I've watched quite often, but I did today. So that was Coco. Now let's run and just play track two. Karen, just play it.
So thanks to you, we're probably going to be here a while. So don't be disappointed if you don't win today. I love you very much. Yay, Hamlet. Thank you.
Okay, who knows who that was? Anybody?
No.
You? Nicole does. You don't either?
No.
Huh. Tricked y'all.
I couldn't hear it as well, too.
That was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ah!
He was talking to the lottery crowd at the opening, or the beginning, the first preview of Hamilton.
which started, I believe, yesterday. And I just thought it was sort of interesting, and I just wanted to play that. But I had an idea about, and I know that most Broadway producers listen to this show, and so I had sort of an idea for the lottery as opposed to what they do, which is they...
Tell me. Tell me now.
What did I tell you about calls to action?
I can tell you anything.
Okay. Well, so normally they have a lottery, and it's $10 tickets or whatever the producers. In this case, it's $10 for the front row. So what's that, like 20 or 30 seats, right?
Yes.
So wouldn't it – so I was just thinking, instead of charging the winners $10 for a seat, what if it cost you $1 to join the lottery?
Oh, and then you could have a gajillion people. I don't think there's a place for them to go on the street for that.
No, there's already a gajillion people. So today, so yesterday's Hamilton, there were 700 people. And so it seems to me if they said, okay, you you're in the lottery, they make $700.
Oh, yeah. Plus they make the
no
money for the seat,
to pay
too.
If they win.
Yes. Thank you. So, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I know you're listening. Give me a call. I will sell you the rights to this idea.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God, I am funny.
You're
funny,
fire
funny.
Today.
But you know what? Looks aren't everything. So, Hamilton, going to Broadway. So, it has already brought in $27 million.
Yes. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
It has not opened. It has not. It's what?
I said it's only in preview.
It's only in previews and only a day into
it. Like a day into it.
I want to contribute my money to it and go see it right now.
I do as well. It is one of the, it is among the biggest pre-opening totals in history.
Wow.
Which is not ironic, it's fitting because it's a historical show.
Dun, 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 dun.
I saw Wendy get up and head towards the microphone. So if you want
to talk,
you just come and talk. All right.
She wanted a better view of the action.
Wendy Reichstein will be, our listeners will be happy to remember that Wendy as our most favorite backstage and offstage guest.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, but interestingly enough, Hamilton has been seen by relatively few audience. So they have only sold up till this moment 34,000 seats, which would, for its off-Broadway run, which here comes the...
The kicker.
Here comes the sports reference.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's less than a typical Yankees game.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ba-da-da-bum-ba-bum. Charge. Okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, it's good. I mean, they sold out. They're off Broadway. He sold out. They just
no,
didn't
I'm
know.
Make saying the reference.
Oh, the reference. Okay.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. Remember, Wednesday is Sunday at Carvel.
Oh my gosh, I miss them. Okay, sorry. Lisa and I have Carvel recently.
Three quarters of the musicals that come to Broadway fail.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
wrong.
By my calculations, that's roughly 75%.
You are smart, Lisa.
Well calculated.
You are a smart cookie.
What constitutes a fail?
That's a really good question. I believe what constitutes a fail is not making money for
its
investors.
Not recooping.
Not recooping their investment.
Got it.
But
breaking even.
What?
Yeah, not breaking even. Is that, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That hurts.
I believe that would be the what constitutes a fail. Also, you know, for people like me that did shows that opened on Tuesday and closed on Wednesday.
That would be a fail.
Epic fail, I believe, is what that would
EP?
Be called.
EP. No. It'd be EF. It was
EF,
a
Okay.
You were supposed to... Never mind.
I missed it.
Well, you're such the initial lady, so I was making a wrong initial, so you could have been quicker, and the joke just didn't work.
Didn't work. So they talk about Hamilton as not having the typical things for it. There's no star in it. It's not made from a movie. There's no special effects, no tap dancing.
Dun,
what?
I know, what? They should...
Come on.
Doesn't history seem tap-like to you?
Yeah. So, and also Hamilton, as well as Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, are played by non-white characters, people of color, which I think is awesome.
I was about to say that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, the casting list for that was super fun. When they did the auditions, it was like, we're auditioning people who are kind of a mix of Eminem, and it was like so random and it didn't have anything to do with history, and it ended up being so cool if you go through and watch all the YouTube videos.
Oh, are there YouTubes of the...
Oh, there's so many. I've watched all of them. I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, okay. Well, then we should go check out the YouTubes.
Blah, blah, blah.
So it opens formally on August 6th at the Richard Rogers Theater. Mm-hmm. Richard Rogers is known as the quintessential French musician. I don't know why I said that.
I don't know either. Interestingly enough,
here are some of the people that saw it off-Broadway. I just found this very fascinating. We're going to stop talking about this soon. Okay, Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
Okay.
I may mispronounce this name. Mike Kelly Obama.
Oh, I think you got that right.
Yeah, Michelle Obama. Madonna. Bernard-Henri Lévy.
Okay.
Does anybody know who that is?
I don't
know. Salman Rushdie, Gloria Steinem, Ira Glass, Barbara Wawa, Dick and Lynn Cheney, and conversely, Bill and Hillary Clinton are amongst some of the notable people that have seen it.
Look at them being patriotic.
I know. All right, so that's that. Oh, and there is a Texas connection.
And what is that connection, Lisa? Tell me.
The Texas connection is Shirley Haspel. Everybody knows her, right?
Good old Shirl.
She's 90 years old. She lives in Dallas. She saw a clip of it on MSNBC, and she decided to see the show for her 91st birthday.
Because she's awesome like that.
She goes, I'm sort of a political junkie, and I saw enough that it sort of enchanted me, so I put it on my bucket list. She's 91.
Which is pressing.
Said... She's no fan of hip-hop, but I'm willing to learn.
That's hilarious. That sounds like my grandmother.
I would like Shirley to be my grandmother.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll share Mabel with you. She's 91 and pretty cool and still traveling and driving her Ford Explorer and working.
Except I sort of wanted Shirley, but...
I think you want Betty Burns.
I'll take Betty Burns.
Yep.
Okay, the other thing is they had an opening. Do you remember we talked about this, I think, last year about the parking lot Shakespeare that lost their... space?
Yes, we did talk about this. Yeah. And give us the update.
Well, they're back. But this, just to remind folks, this was I believe it was that they performed Shakespeare on a city lot. And the city, they were doing it. They were basically squatting. There was a working parking lot. They would perform on days that it wasn't active. They would be dodging cars. And the city started charging them to use the parking spaces. Mm-hmm. So they had to stop. So they found another parking lot nearby, and they just opened As You Like It. This was a sort of a mixed review, and it says some aspects might be unacceptable if you were picky or paying. if you're paying for it, you might not like it.
That's hilarious.
And penultimately. Penultimately, and this is actually something you sent me, but I had it on the list ahead of time.
Oh my God, so excited.
Tell people what I'm about to say.
Okay, well, we know I love She Loves Me, and it's coming back to Broadway.
She Loves Me.
But they had announced a few people, but they announced...
Great cast.
Oh my gosh, and great creative team, and they set dates, and I just don't... Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start.
Okay, so who's in it?
Jane Krakowski. Laura Benanti, Gavin Creel, Renee Abergene.
Josh Radnor. I don't know. Has he done Broadway before?
Yeah, he just got finished doing another one. He's the one that does the clanging improv with my friend Dion. Yes, he just got finished doing another show.
Clanging improv was on Broadway?
Well, no, he just did an... Okay, we'll talk about that later. But yes, he just did a... yes, he just got finished doing a Broadway show. He's done a few. And Scott Ellis, that little Candor and Ebb protege, is directing. I'm so excited about this.
When does it open?
I don't remember the date.
March 3rd.
March 3rd, yes.
At 54.
At Studio 54.
Yeah. It's a limited engagement through May 22nd, but I have a feeling it's a roundabout production.
Yep.
It will extend.
Previews will begin in February 5th. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. What a great show. What a great cast.
Yep, it sounds...
favorite Christmas song is in that musical.
It is. 12 days of Christmas, 12 days of Christmas.
Plenty of time to do Christmas shopping. Do the things we shop.
Okay. And, of course, the New York Musical Theater Festival... Easy for you to say. The New York Musical Theater Festival is still going on, and there's a...
I know, and I wanted to look to see if some of the shows we were talking about when it had first started but hadn't played yet, if those were some that people really liked or not.
Well, Tanya and Nancy the Rock Opera got mixed reviews.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about Tanya and Nancy, that their mothers are played by the same actress, so how fun is that?
Oh, that is kind of
they're
cool.
They're evidently very, very different characters. We got to roll forward. I do want to talk about a little piece of sad news. We lost a longtime actor, Roger Rees, who won the Tony as Nicholas Nickleby back in the 80s. He was 71 years old. He was most recently in The Visit.
Yes.
But he did not make it onto Broadway because of ill health. So he was also the artistic director of the Williamstown Theater Festival for a few years. He was also on Cheers, the sitcom.
Yeah, he was Robin.
Yes, how'd you know that?
Because Robin love me some Cheers.
But he was also in The West Wing. So what did he play in The West Wing?
I don't remember.
Oh. I love The West Wing. I would vote for President Bartlett.
I love The West Wing, and I would too, but I hate to say I've watched more Cheers than West Wing.
Yeah, I haven't. He played the British ambassador. So he also was nominated. Yeah. Pardon me?
I said ambassador of some sort.
British well, food? Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's take a little break, get away from this hiss, and listen to a little bit of The Visit in honor of him.
So enjoy all the time there.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps and
Nicole Shearer
and
Kieran Hunter.
And you're listening to us on what's the legal ID?
KOOP.org.
KOOP Hornsby Austin.
91.7 FM.
Actually, that's not part of the legal ID.
No, but I was going with it. Being your afterthought.
Who wants a job? You get a job. Okay.
Right.
So, Austin, give us a number, please, between 2 and 47.
2 and 47,
23. 23. Okay, so we're going to see what 23 is, and we're going to let Kieran do it.
This is Timmy.
And Justin.
From the Angry Inch, and you are listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP Hornsby, Austin.
The Angry Inch.
I have told you I haven't heard that since I...
You not only did you tell me, but it's actually a truth.
I know. Hello. I was just going to send them an email. I was making my Tay Diggs Hedwig plans.
There you go. So let's introduce the folks that are here. Once again, from Summerstock Austin, Rachel Kosky.
Hello.
You are the assistant director for...
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods, and you are the company manager for the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Okay, I'm turning up the hiss, so I apologize to our listeners. Austin Hyde.
Yes.
Hello. Tell us what you play.
In Into the Woods, I play the wolf.
The wolf.
Yeah. And in Tortoise and Hare, I play a tortoise and a hare, mostly a hare, and the hare's name is Joey.
Joey the hare. Joey the wabbit. Shh, I'm hunting wabbits.
I do that all the time. I love that you just
Molly.
Did that. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm going out of order. Go ahead. Molly McCaskill.
Yes, I am Adelaide in Guys and Dolls and Rapunzel in Into the Woods.
Oh, lovely. Sarah.
Yes, hello. I am playing the stepmother in Into the Woods.
Okay. And then hold on. Who did I miss? Why? Oh, there you are. You're hiding down here, Hannah Robert.
Hi.
What do you play?
Oh, I'm a tortoise in Tortoise and the Hare, and I'm Little Red in Into the Woods.
Oh, she played Little Red in Into the Woods.
I did play Little Red.
Does your tortoise have a name?
No. I guess I can make one up.
You shouldn't. I mean, if you were an actor of any salt, you would.
Okay, I will. Right now, let's go.
Don't listen
to
her.
I'm teasing. So, somebody tell me about Summerstock Austin. What is it?
I'll talk about it.
Okay, go.
So, we are a company of high school and college students. We put up 3 shows in 5 weeks. We perform downtown at the Long Center in the Rollins Theater. It's really great. We generally do normal adult family style shows. I don't know if that's what you want to call Guys and Dolls and Into the Woods. But then we also do a children's show, I guess is what I'm trying to contrast, is that we do a show exclusively for children, and that is Tortoise and the Hare this year.
Yeah. And it's an original production.
This is our second year premiering
world premiering
one of Alan Robertson's shows. Yeah,
Alan yes. rocks, so
he's great.
Well, he decided not to join us this year, so
not that great.
We're snubbing him.
He did come last year, didn't
I said
he?
Last
for
year,
the
but
Stone
I said this
soup.
Year.
That's right. I'm just making the comment of you're right. He did.
So now this is a program. So Summer Stock Austin brings high school students mm-hmm. from where?
Anywhere, really. Anywhere? We
Istanbul.
Have Istanbul, if they want to make the
if
trek,
can get
we
over
will
here.
Take them. If, you know, if they make it in. You know,
has anybody done this Summer Stock Austin before? Is this
yes.
anybody
yes.
return? All of you.
Yeah, this is my third season.
This is my first season.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's a mix.
This is my third.
Third as well, yeah.
Well, awesome. So, Molly, tell me how it feels to be, you're like the rookie.
I am.
Is there hazing involved?
Not yet. Not that I have experienced, at least.
We wait until we get to the space.
Yeah, there it
now
is.
Now you have a paranoid.
So how does it feel? How did you come? Did you audition? How did it work?
I auditioned. I had always gone to see them. I have a lot of friends who have done them since they were freshmen in high school. And so eventually I was just like, you know what? I really want to try this. And I auditioned and I got in and it's been so great. It's been so fun. It's been, I didn't even know what to expect, and I got there, and I was like, oh my God, it's so fast. You have to learn so much so quickly, but it's a great experience.
For those of you that are not watching on the video cam, she did sort of this doggy paddle motion.
She did. She it was like
really
a grand
whirlwind.
Dog
pet,
which
yeah.
was really quite adorable. Well, that's...
Adorable was the word I was going to use,
well,
too.
Sometimes I say adorbs.
I do, too, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, totes.
Totes adorbs.
Yeah, that's me. what was I going to say? I've lost my train of thought because I got all totes adorbs on us.
Oh, we were asking her about her first year, and you were talking about the program,
yeah.
and she was talking about the submersion.
So are all of you from the Austin area?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nobody's from Istanbul?
No.
Not here.
No.
Where's our furthest Actually. Participant from this year? We've got people from
we
Oklahoma,
have someone from Chicago.
Sure. Chicago, two from Chicago.
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. So we've a variety of areas.
All over the place.
A lot of people who are from here and are now in college and other places as well and have come back for the summer.
So, Rachel, how many years have you been doing this?
This is number 7.
Number 7. Numero yeah. siete.
So, lucky number.
So, and this is the 9th year?
This is our 11th
year. 11th
year. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know whether we were like one yeah. before 10 or one after
or 10. Or one after.
Yeah, so you've almost been in it from the beginning.
Yeah, when we made the move to performing over at the Long Center the first year that I did it. So this is our 7th year at the Long Center and our 7th year with me.
Right. And of course, this is the brainchild of one Ginger Morris and
uh-huh.
Michael McKelvey.
And one Michael
who
McKelvey.
We love too.
What?
I
who
said,
we
who
do?
We love.
We do.
To.
We love both of them, and they're, we yeah, we are not offended, or we do not take it as a slight, uh-huh. or we don't feel like it's any kind of
because they didn't come
reference
play.
To
not
at all. They're liking us.
Mm-hmm. They're getting
or
the shows ready for you guys.
We don't take any of that as a slight to us at all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be sure to pass that along.
At all. Well, listen, y'all are prepared to do some numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
do one. You know what? We're gonna let's just do an. I think that what we want to do. I'm gonna try to experiment and see which microphone has the least hiss, and we'll go to that microphone. And I think we're gonna go to standby. Not. We're gonna go to mic. Wow. Actually, no microphones are really good. Actually, our microphones
really?
Are fine. Everybody, the hiss comes.
This
right
one,
here.
3.
Yeah, it's still there. But we're going to go, it's least bad on mic 3. So we will, actually, you know what? No, we're going to use my microphone.
I was like, can we turn ours around?
Yes, we'll turn our microphone. So who's going to sing first?
Nose go.
I will sing first, Adelaide.
Okay, so we're going to sing Adelaide's Lament. And you're going to come over here. And Kieran is going to cue up the right thing. You need headphones.
Yes.
And you need to you control your own volume, so so you control that, we don't. And we're all queued up for Adelaide's Lament. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Okay, so this is Molly McCaskill
yes.
from Summer Stock Austin's production of Guys and Dolls.
The average unmarried female, basically insecure. Due to some long frustration, may react
somatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a person can develop a cold. You can spray it wherever you figure the streptococci like. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting the fisheye from the hotel clerk, a person can develop a cold. The female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows a neurotic tendency. See note? Note? Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from wondering whether the wedding is on or off, a person can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromo fizz, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding trip, a person can develop la grippe. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air-conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A person can develop la grippe, oh, la grippe, la post-nasal drip. With the wheezes and the sneezes and the sinus that's really a pip, from a lack of community property and the feeling she's getting too old, a person can develop a bad, bad cold. Achoo!
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, too loud. No, it was actually perfect. I'm using these.
No,
this,
it was really good.
This different headphones, which sound very different. I think this works. So we're going to take this over. We're going to see if this microphone doesn't hiss.
I liked that horse click you had going
that's,
there.
That's a professional microphone handler's trick. Hold on just a second. Let's see what happens if we do that. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. This is going to be our... Everybody just gather around that microphone. And we're just going to, like, not use these other microphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to continue to talk. So everybody gather around. Put it in that microphone stand. See, the thing about here with Offstage and On the Air, you get to see how the sausage is made because we're on the air, and I have to tell people what to do. What a fun song that
I
was.
I love that song.
It's so fun. It's fun to do.
Did you have the good sort of New Yorker accent before, or you've been working on it for this?
Well, my grandmother is actually from New Jersey, so she, like, I hear it all the time, and it's fun. It's fun to pick up on. Fun to make fun of her.
You know what I call New Jersey?
What?
New Jersey.
Oh,
it's true.
What?
Because that's what it's called. So what is Guys and Dolls about for anybody that doesn't know?
It's about gamblers. It's fun. There's kind of two storylines going on. There's Nathan Detroit and Adelaide, and it's all about how he's running the crap game and the other gamblers. There's a doll that works in a mission, and it's love and fun and dancing. It's fun.
Awesome. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break. We're going to talk a little bit about local stuff, and then we're going to come back and hear some more about your shows. So whenever I play Guys and Dolls, I have to play this song because I just, I don't know. I just love it. It's so much fun.
It's good.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere.
We are back. You're still listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps and Nicole Shiro. So what'd you bring in for local? Anything?
I did.
Okay, excellent. Go for it.
Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash musical.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
And listen to you singing the Johnny Cash.
Love me some Johnny Cash.
Okay.
He's the man in black. He's very slimming.
Opening here on the 17th, running through the 26th, part of TexArts, tex-arts.org. And also the final weekend of Sarah and the Dinosaur.
Okay, before we go for that, let's just tell folks where TexArts is. It's out in Lakeway.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So, and they're doing, I just drove by there the other day, and they have a big old sign. They're in a strip center, and they now have a big old sign right there.
Big old sign.
Big old sign right there on 620.
Big old sign.
That's right. What was your other one? You're doing a double today?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because it's the final weekend of Sarah the Dinosaur at Pollyanna Theater.
I love Sarah the Dinosaur.
Yes.
And we love her Pollyanna.
Exactly.
Where is
and
it
it's
playing?
At the Where the Long Center, who we love too. So PollyannaTheaterCompany.org. Or thelongcenter.org.
I have to do a little log roll in here. I need to tell folks about Jaded and Bad Spies playing at Ground Floor Theater right now.
Where?
Ground Floor Theater. This is a show. This is a company. Girl Improved. These are, they were on our show. They
These
were guests.
These girls rock.
They do.
They really do.
They were guests on our show
last week.
They write, produce, and direct their own shows. They are ages 11 to 14.
I was about to say, but you got to tell the ages because that's so cool.
And it's incredible. It's two pieces, and they are, one is really fun and light, and you'll just laugh. And the other one is somewhat darker.
Yes.
Yeah. So more information.
And the one that wrote it, she's this little angel that you did not expect
from. Groundfloortheater.org or girlimproved.org. And also just very quickly, I don't really know anything about, I mean, I know what it is, but Catch Me If You Can is playing over at the Wimberley Players.
Yes.
I don't know if Catch Me If You Can has been done in the Austin area.
I don't think it
yet.
Has.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so either. So three cheers for Wimberley Players. It plays through August 2nd. WimberleyPlayers.org. Let's run right into Today in Theater History. So among other birthdays, it is the birthday.
Among other? I didn't even get to any of mine.
I know. I'm going to say that I'm prefacing this. Among other birthdays, it is the birthday of lyricist and librettist Dorothy Fields, who wrote shows, very obscure shows like Sweet Charity, Redhead, Annie Get Your Gun.
What?
These are shows, who's ever heard of them? But she wrote them. It's her birthday back in 1905. And today, in 1937, y'all probably didn't know this, vaudeville officially declared dead.
Dun, 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 dun.
On this day,
moratorium.
It was on this date in 1937. I had no idea. I don't know. In 1949, somebody named Irving Berlin, he tried to recreate the success of Annie Get Your Gun, which, as you know, was written by librettist Dorothy Fields.
Mm-hmm.
That unknown. He tried to get in on that success with Miss Liberty, which did not. It was directed by Moss Hart and choreographed by somebody named Jerome Robbins.
Which is funny. I know. It had a really good creative team.
Yep.
It happens.
It
happens to the best of us.
Yeah. This is also the anniversary of the death 3 years ago of Celeste Holm. I didn't even realize. Birthdays. You have a birthday.
I do.
Whose birthday do you want to talk
about? I have one birthday. I need to give a shout out to Mr. Bill Russell.
Bill Russell, writer of what?
One awesome musical by the name of Sideshow.
Sideshow. Do you like Sideshow? Because I...
Oh my God, I love Sideshow.
It's also...
Like a whole bunch. But he's in the process of working on some other pieces that he discussed with us. But I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Excellent.
And one Carla Nickerson, local actress Carla Nickerson.
Cool.
She has a birthday.
Carla.
So there you go.
Shout out. And then local actress Laura Benanti. Also.
Yes. Laura Benanti and Bill Russell. That's a good day.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to a little piece of music from Seesaw. And I'd always thought that the term Spanglish was relatively new.
No.
Not. It's in this movie. It's in this song.
Spanglish. Buenos amigos.
We are back. La, la, la. Okay, so everybody ran away from the microphone like we're not going
to
talk to you, but
we
are.
I was just about to say, it's like they're all like, see you later.
It's not, you know, this is not the Austin Hyde show.
Come back.
Or the Sarah Oakley show.
Hannah Roberts.
Hannah Roberts. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm like, because your name is just totally hiding for me in here. So we heard about Guys and Dolls, and the next show is what?
Into the woods.
Have you heard of that, Lisa?
Have not. Who? Was it popular? Does anybody? Is this an obscure show?
Well, a little movie came out recently.
A little movie.
Some people might have.
Yeah, it might have showed locally, but other than that,
not much.
You might not know.
Speaking, I have to go off on a quick tangent. Speaking of the movie, and Anna Kendrick was in that movie.
She was.
I saw Pitch Perfect 2 on Monday.
Oh, you finally went and saw it. What did you think?
It was me and one other person in the whole
really?
Thing. It was fun. I mean, it's a disappointment.
It's not going to be one.
It's not one. Anyway, I was very happy. My neighbor, Mari Jax, is the videotape op, and his name came up in the credits. So that was kind of exciting. Okay. So Into the Woods by Esteban Sondheim. that's what we call him here. That's a tough show.
It is. There's a lot of words in that show.
There's a lot of words and a lot of notes.
A lot of rhythms.
So tell folks what the show's about. Give us the 411 on the show.
So it's kind of a little twist on a lot of fairy tales that we all sort of grew up hearing. I mean, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Little Red Riding Hood, all of these stories that we know, but it's sort of a more real life version of that. I mean, it's still magical and there's spells and things like that, but they're making real choices and decisions, and it's not really what you expect from those titles, you know? I mean,
it is an act one.
In act one, yeah. I mean, it's happy and it's light, but they are making heavy decisions and choices, and so it's kind of got this darker side to it when things don't always turn out the way that you think they should, or that happy ending that we're all expecting.
After the happy ending, too. You know,
yeah, it's sort of, yeah, what happens when you get that happy ending? Are you happy with what you thought would be the happy ending, I guess.
Well, I like that you just went into the dark. So let's listen to a little piece of music, which shows a little bit of the dark side, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very creepy.
It's very creepy. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well,
what are we going to listen to?
I am the wolf, and I will be singing the wolf's song, Hello, Little Girl, which I am singing about my time to eat Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, he's getting ready to eat Little Red.
Yeah, the character isn't just like a hungry wolf. It kind of alludes to some more adult themes there.
Okay.
And so hopefully it's not going to be too creepy.
Great. So this is Austin Hyde and Hannah Roberts singing a very creepy song Into the Woods, Summer Stock Austin's production, called Hello, Little Girl.
Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But so, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. utter perfection. One brittle, one supple, one moment, my dear.
Follow the path and never stray.
But so little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones, and then something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal. Goodbye, little girl. And hello. Ow!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It is fun.
So... I'm blocking is good.
Very
I'm
silly.
A little creeped out, and I loved watching Hannah. Hannah was like the quintessential little red while she was sitting there listening. She had this very wide-eyed, innocent look. Mm-hmm. Are you as innocent as you look?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I hope you will join us backstage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Where can when do y'all open?
The 24th of July, am I correct?
Our first show opens on the 24th, which is Guys and Dolls. And then Tortoise and Hare opens on the 26th. And then Into the Woods comes in on the 29th.
And where can folks get more information?
SummerstockAustin.org.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And
thank you.
We'll see you backstage.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. That was Rachel Kosky, Sarah Yokely. Sorry, Molly McCaskill, Austin Hyde, and Hannah Roberts of Summerstock Austin's production of Into the Woods and Guys and Dolls, as well as Tortoise and the Hare, playing July 24th through August 15th at the Long Center on the Rollins Stage. For more information, summerstockaustin.org or thelongcenter.org. And we're going to listen here a little bit from Tortoise and Hare, Louder and Faster, Higher. We're going to try to listen to a lot of it, although we won't be able to hear the whole thing. So here we go.
Jack, check this space.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I like this place.
All of this shade when the days are getting hotter.
Look at the view.
So okay, we are back. That was Louder, Faster, Higher from Tortoise and the Hare.
That was awesome.
That was
like Weather Report meets Funkadelic meets Tower of Power.
All of those things.
Yes,
all
that's
of the above.
Good time, if you ask me.
So, Kieran, how do you think you did?
I think I did mediocrely.
No, you did much better than that. It's not, you know what? This is not an easy show to engineer, so you did a great job under the circumstances. And I'm not easy to work with. I'm like pointing fingers and
yes.
telling them what to do, and they're
so
going, I don't understand
like,
what you mean by those pointing fingers. You'll do great next week. Okay. So again, I'm not going to be here next week.
No.
No.
But I'll be here with...
Nicole will be there?
Co-host Alex Alford.
Oh, lovely! With Alex Alford is
yes.
going to Uncle Alex.
Uncle Alex,
and you'll be talking to the folks at Zach Theater.
Yes,
and
we
their
will.
Production of Sophisticated Lazies.
Yes,
Lazies.
So I was about to Sophisticated.
That's the show that I'm in.
Sophisticated Lazies. That's exciting too.
Well, remember, ladies and gentlemen, please like us on the Facebook.
Yes,
because we are insecure. You can get us on Stitcher, as well as. What was the other one? iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
What's
it's
that
very
one?
Strange. Right now, I don't have headphones on, and I find this very unnerving.
Because it's the weird sound. You don't hear
it. It's weird. No, I don't want you. I don't want your headphones. Don't feel sorry for me.
So the best way
to get us. How's the best way to get us?
Lisa and Nicole, deliver it in your mailbox.
Yeah, offstageonair.com. Just sign up. We will send it to you. You'll get it on Thursday morning. If you're listening to the podcast, stick around for Backstage and Offstage, and you should be listening to the podcast.
Yes.
If not, stand by for Austin Monitor News. They are up next. Nicole and Kieran and Alex Alford will be back next week when they look at what's happening offstage and on the air. And I just love this song from 70 Girls 70.
My Candor and Ebb. I love this musical.
Here we go.
The trouble with the world today, it seems to me, is coffee in a cardboard cup. The trouble world with the affluent society.
All right, here we are backstage. Gabriel, the big Bible Belt musical. The story of a man named Gabe living in South Texas in his pickup truck who takes off to go to the big city of Akron, Ohio and does a hands on the hard body. I don't know what it was. It was an improv show.
We went on with it.
Yeah, we went on with it. But we're here backstage at the theater, and we are joined by some of our guests from the show. We are fortunate enough to have staying with us, Rachel Kosky. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Why am I not hearing you?
I don't know. Back
in. Maybe. Hello. There you are. And these microphones are nice and quiet.
I know.
Molly McCaskill.
Hi.
And Austin Hyde.
Hi.
And there's Wendy Reichstein back there.
Hello.
That was the most animated hello I've ever heard in
so
my life.
She was so quiet, all into her phone, and on the and then out of nowhere, hello.
So, Wendy, I know you told us before, but remind us where you grew up.
I grew up in Katy, Texas.
That's right, Katy, Texas. You know, people that from Katy that do things in the past tense, they're Katy dids. Anybody with me?
Lisa's
anybody
here every
anybody with
week.
Me? Thank you. I'll be here every week. So what's you're busy tweeting or poking or something.
Yes, that is usually what I'm doing during business hours.
So to remind folks, Wendy, who was very quiet in our last during last hour, who I'm making you talk right now.
Okay.
she's going, why is she doing this to me? All right, you don't have to stay on. Just tell us one thing that's happened to you in the past 2 months that you want to share with our audience.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, I bought tickets to see the new Spring Awakening revival.
The Deaf West production.
I'm very excited about that. I'm going in October.
Oh, I am so jealous. That's will you take exciting. Me with you?
Sure, you can come.
You know that just because it all circles back to Ground Floor Theater, we are doing a production of Parade with deaf and hearing actors as well.
Oh, that is so cool.
A very a la or quasi a la Deaf West.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that looks amazing. And the some of the video I've seen from it is really, really good.
Yeah, I heard the LA production is almost better than the original Broadway production. The
I
way
think
they
it's got to be apples and oranges,
the,
though, don't you think?
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm very, at the very least, I'm very excited and interested to see it.
That is great. So in October?
Yep.
For my birthday?
You're welcome to come with me.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Let's go.
I'm going to be there. Let's go. I may. Well, congratulations, Mazel Tov. That's really good.
Thank you.
And folks, if you haven't seen anything about this Spring Awakening production, use the Google. There's lots out there to see, and Deaf West
is
an incredible production. Molly McCaskill, where are you from?
I'm from Austin.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
yes.
What high school did you go to?
Cedar Park High School.
Cedar Park isn't in Austin.
I live over the Texas, or I mean the Austin line. And then.
So you live in South Dallas?
No.
I call Cedar Park South Dallas. Well, okay, Cedar Park High School. And are you still in high school?
No.
You're not.
I just finished my freshman year at Webster Conservatory.
Ah, Webster Conservatory. That's long, I loved the sitcom about it.
Webster. You know why? Because it had Ben Vereen on it. That's why.
That's but, right. So where is Webster Conservatory? Webster I know we've talked about it here on the show before, but I can't remember where it is.
It's in St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri is like Missouri. What I like to call it.
Missouri.
So you went to Cedar Park High School. You graduated last year. Were you part of the Greater Austin High School Musical Theater Awards?
I was, actually.
What show did y'all do last year?
I did Guys and Dolls last year,
Guys
too.
And Dolls. Same role?
Yep.
Adelaide both times?
Yeah.
So now we're not really allowed to talk about the current show you're doing at backstage, but I guess it's just a walk in the park for you because you're just going to repeat what you did before, right?
No, it's different.
That was the right answer.
It's definitely not. It's different. It's fun. It's different directions. So.
Austin, are you also from Austin?
I am.
And are you still in high school? Or are you?
Yes, I'm going into my senior year.
You're where a rising you? Senior.
Rising senior.
Where?
At Bowie High School.
Bowie,
Southwest,
and
Austin.
Are you part of a Greater Austin High School Musical Theater Awards?
Yes, I was.
Do you know, have you heard of this person, Ginger Morris?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got a little bit to do with that. What show were you in this last year?
I did Evita. I played
Che. Evita. You were one of the three Evitas?
No. Yeah, my goodness, three Evitas.
See, I would like to do that. I would like to play.
He just put his hand on his forehead, like, oh, mon Dieu. That was hilarious.
You know, I was about to make a very comedic thing and saying that I wanted to play all three Evitas, but then that's not very funny because it's just regular.
That would be regular Evita.
So, well, the Argentinians might tell you there were three Evitas. So
that's true. So how, Molly? How do you like living in Missouri?
I love where I live in St. Louis.
Show me.
Show you?
Isn't Missouri the show me state?
It is.
It is. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
She's got a lot to learn. She's only been there for a year.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
St. Louis is a great city.
Have you been up in the Arch yet?
No, but I went to see it.
Okay, but you need to go up in it. It's really cool.
I know. I have. I'm scared of heights.
Oh,
I'm
it's scary. Have you done it, Nicole?
Yes.
You're nodding. Have you done it, Rachel?
I've never been there.
Oh, okay.
You need to
Austin,
do the Arch, and you need to go see a Cardinals game.
Yes.
Wendy, have you done it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Have you climbed the Arch?
We're gonna stop bothering you.
I was Facebooking, tweeting, and Instagram. Follow Summerstock ATX.
Yeah, you know all the rules. The rules are thrown out the window in the podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Are they really? Oh,
you can command people to go to Summerstock.
Austin,
also,
so
you can say fudge. Yes,
fudge.
Yes, fudge is perfectly acceptable. I like fudge.
I love it.
Yeah. Right.
I had to actually look it up, the actual definition of it, because I want to know the difference between fudge and chocolate.
What is the difference?
Nothing really.
Wait,
well, fudge is just it's, no.
You
it's
have
just
a culinary degree, and you didn't know the difference between fudge and chocolate.
No, we didn't spend. We did not spend a lot of time on fudge in Le Cordon Bleu.
Le Cordon Bleu, fudge.
So okay, where were you? St. Louis. So yeah, you must go up in the Arch. You go. You travel in this little ball that twists as it goes over the Arch.
Ooh. She looks terrified.
That sounds scary.
It's really
kind of cool.
So you're studying theater at the conservatory.
I am.
All they teach there at Webster Conservatory?
No, they have acting and musical theater. They also have a directing program.
Uh-huh.
And one of the best technical theater programs in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great. And then, of course, it's attached to a university, so they have all the other degrees.
What's the university it's attached to?
Webster University.
Webster University.
What do I know? I'm a dropout.
It was one of the schools that I looked at many, many moons ago, probably before you were born.
Oh, you're much older than me, so I wouldn't know about things like
that.
Yeah,
but I'm going to say, how old are you?
19.
Yeah, it was way before
you
were born.
Me too.
I was out of college before you were
19.
Born.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. So how do you like the program? Are you a Gleek? Or were you a Gleek?
I wasn't a Gleek. I watched like the first season. Loved the first season, but didn't follow it.
Yeah, you're probably smart. Yeah. But towards the last season, Rachel Berry went to New York to perform in this thing called Niada, and they're all very hoity-toity, and it's like the first year just so Slater that she left. Is it? So I'm asking you, your first year in conservatory, because when one thinks conservatory, they think very concentrated, hard. They don't take crap from anybody. I was going to say shit, but I decided not to.
Well, but you said it anyway.
You know what? I'm going to bleep that out just because I can.
Well, we actually call it the conslavatory, but it's only because it's a lot of work. But the people, everyone's so nice. They're so supportive. So it's not, you know, if you do your work, you're not going to have a problem.
How many shows did you do last year?
Well, freshmen aren't allowed to audition, but normally we put up like 3 or 4 shows a semester.
Okay, let me just say this about that particular statement about freshmen are not able to audition. What?
Yeah,
that is crazy sauce. This is one of the things that infuriated. I'm sorry, I'm going to get on my soapbox for just a second because this is one of the things that infuriated me about when I first moved to New York and people that would be studying at the Neighborhood Playhouse or American Academy of Dramatic Arts or many other of the private acting schools, they would not allow their students to audition for stuff, and that infuriates me.
It doesn't make me angry. I get it.
Well, it infuriates me because I don't think you. I think it hinders your ability to hone your craft.
They have this policy that they want everybody to be on the same level of training before they all audition. That's their explanation for it.
Yeah. You come to Lisa Conservatory, and I'm going to let you audition.
Oh, good.
Yeah, to me, it makes me want to work harder so that I know I can be a part of it the following year and focus and get the training. So I don't know. That's
I'm
the aspect
no.
of my
I want to be the freshman that gets the leading role.
Well, then don't go to
like
Webster
Rachel Berry.
Or AMDA or North Carolina School for the Arts and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not. Rachel, what's your story?
What's my story? I teach out in Dripping Springs.
Drippin'. Teach
drip.
What?
In theater. School?
In,
theater,
in,
high school
in
theater.
High school, do you?
Yeah. That's awesome.
So you're a high school theater teacher.
I am.
Which I took everything you said and I inferred
that.
That
was very clever.
That's great. That's something I've always wanted to do. Do you find that incredibly rewarding?
I do. I love it. It's hard, but it's never boring. Yeah. This actually, that's part of what's fun about the summer stock is that I have kids who are from the school that are with the company as well. But then there's also, you know, all these guys who I see year after year and come back, and it's like my other group.
You were part of Greater Austin City High School. See, I actually I say it out all the way.
Greater
so you're Austin. Y'all were part of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one did y'all do?
We did Annie Get Your Gun.
You one of the two, Annie, get
yes.
your gun.
Yes.
Yes. I saw the other one.
Oh.
Yes.
Lisa is an adjudicator.
I was an adjudicator. Yes. I adjudicated you.
She adjudicated
you. I adjudicated
not me.
You.
Not
oh,
me,
did
though.
You?
Yes, she did.
I adjudicated your... Yes, I adjudicated your show.
Yes, our reel.
You're real, yeah. Yes.
You must have liked it, I guess. We won.
I know. Oh, you did. You did. I adjudicated your reel, too. Actually, your show, Evita, we spent a lot of time talking about because we didn't know how to deal with
the concept.
The concept of three Evitas. So cool. How long have you been teaching high school theater?
This will be my 10th year.
Wow.
This fall.
Was it Dripping Springs?
Enough. Yeah, that was my first teaching job.
Are you from Texas?
So, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Nice.
Yeah, I went to LSU. And then we moved here about 12 years ago and sort of sidetracked into getting my teaching certification and didn't know I was going to like it so much.
Were you doing theater in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I was. Well, I graduated from LSU with a performance major and then took a little time, went to
Scotland.
So
is there a difference between performance major and theater major, or is that just what they call it
now?
There?
I think that so the LSU program has concentrations now. They didn't used to, but I think in my time there, they developed that. So
wow,
yeah.
And so then you went to Scotland. I totally.
I just threw that
interrupted
in there.
You, but I love it. Did you just go there to like walk around the fjords and things?
I kind of did because
she went to see the heather
on the
hill.
I graduated and then got married, and my husband was doing a longer program, and he did a study abroad, and I just went abroad.
Oh, what a great place to go!
And he studied in Scotland.
He did.
What was he studying?
Landscape architecture.
Oh, that's a great place to do it. Where in Scotland were you?
We were in Edinburgh.
Nice.
Went to Edinburgh College.
Did you go to the Fringe Festival while you were there?
Missed it.
What?
But
you missed
I'm
it?
Taking students there in two summers.
Wait a second.
That's exciting.
You missed it because you didn't go see it, or you missed it because
no,
it, you were
it
not there
couldn't
when
we get there. We kind of got there right after. Couldn't make it work.
And so what stoked your interest in doing theater?
Originally, well, I think it's probably my sister's fault. She did it first.
I hate her.
But then she quit, and I started. And I don't know. I did Romeo and Juliet in third grade.
Oh.
And
did you play Juliet?
I did.
Did you die in third grade?
Yeah. It was very dramatic. It was
an edited
version.
It made the a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little happily ever after.
I was so
I'm not dead. I was just kidding.
Yeah. I was a really, really, really shy. I'm still shy, but super shy. I didn't even like to talk in class. And then we did that, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Teachers like, are you do? Yep.
I actually think I don't think it's that unusual for actors to be either introverts or rather relatively shy. Just saying.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Because it's an outlet.
Yeah. It's an outlet.
Well,
that's fascinating. Do you want to teach for the rest of your life?
I have no idea. I do for the foreseeable future. I love it.
So you've been doing, you've been teaching at Drippin' for 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And that's long enough for a student, in theory, to have gone off, made a relative success, and come back and thanked you for your help. Has that happened?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I have a student on a TV show right now, and she's doing awesome, and she got to go to the Tony Awards this year.
So that's exciting.
You know,
how
on the
great
arm
is
of the
that?
Best actor winner. So that was pretty cool to see
the one
her.
Best actor. That's Alex
Sharp.
Yeah.
From Curious Incident.
Curious Incident.
Yeah.
Whom my brother-in-law went to see last week and said it was awesome.
My friend went last night and sent me this whole text about it. And
there you go.
Yep.
There you
That's
go.
So funny.
That's a cool show.
It's amazing that people find it popular to go after it's won the Tony.
Can you believe that?
Find that amazing. Why did you choose that show?
I also have students who have decided like to go into teaching, or they've, you know, they thought they were going to be an actor and then they've found arts administration or, you know, other things. And there's kind of a rash of graduates now that's starting to roll out.
It's so cool to see where they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is exciting. How awesome.
That is.
We love the arts education. Lisa and I talk about it all the time.
We do. And
hats off to you.
I would have loved to have. I thought of trying to get a teaching degree and teaching theater. I would love to do that. But
you'd be awesome, by the way.
I don't have a bachelor, so it would be it'd be a lot of work. So
emergency certification.
Uh-huh. Emergency! Austin Hyde.
Hi.
I want to give you a new last name. I want to add Park.
Austin Hyde Park?
Austin Hyde Park. Oh. I just want to add that. I don't know why. I just think those go together somehow.
What an interesting concept.
So you are a senior in high school.
I am, yes.
And you are in the theater department there. Are you going to go to college?
Hopefully, yeah.
It's a valid question. Not everybody chooses that. Yeah. Are you going to study theater in college?
I haven't really made up my mind yet, but so far, yes. I feel like that's the path to take.
Have you started looking at schools?
I have. I've looked at a couple with my mom, and we just really Yeah, because it's a lot of, hey, finances, we don't have that much money. So hopefully she's not listening to this podcast, because...
Well. It's hard. It's not.
You're not the only student that goes through that.
It's interesting. We had a group a few years ago, I think, a group of high school students, high school seniors, and
rising seniors.
No, I believe they were. I believe it was during the school year, and we were talking about they were all graduated, and I said, "And they're all going to college." And I guess they're. And I said, "Of course, you're all going to be taking theater." And they went, and all of them were, except one. Was going to be majoring in theater. But I thought it was really wonderful because many of them said, just because I'm not majoring in theater doesn't mean I'm not going to pursue it as a career, which I think is a really smart smart move.
What was that? You're right. I remember this now that you're saying
because it was one of the many times that I had to extricate my foot from my mouth.
Jog my memory.
How long ago did you start doing theater?
My eighth grade year, it was kind of last minute. Through middle school, I tried sports and band and everything. And then the last year, my girlfriend was like, hey, you should do theater. And I did.
How did she say that again?
She said, hey, you should do theater. And I was like, sure, whatever you want. Hon.
Are you still dating this girl?
I absolutely am not. Oh. Eighth grade? That's a long time.
I've had friends that have been together that long.
That's true.
Yeah. So you did theater. So what was the first show that... What was the one that she talked you into doing? Well, you sound a little like Adelaide.
That's every girl's voice for me. But it's not just how I can imitate.
You're gonna get
it.
Hit. Very
I'm gonna get hit. I've been hit. But what was the question again? Musical. First musical I did was Fame, and I was.
What's your name?
Nick in
what's your
Fame.
Name? What's your name?
Yes.
Which was fun because I never sang in front of anyone before.
So that was the first musical. I just made Nicole laugh. So Fame was the first musical you did. What was the first show that you did? That intimates that you did something
honestly,
else.
Honestly, I don't remember. It was some really long name that's on a T-shirt in my house. You know, but
was
I don't
it
know.
Christmas?
Was it the
it
curious
was,
incident
no,
of a dog
weird,
in the nighttime?
It was some weird like twist on Romeo and Juliet. It was, but it wasn't Romeo
and
Juliet.
It was. It was Romeo and Juliet, but wait, Juliet lives. Well, that's cool. And so the are you taking dance classes and everything as well?
I am not. The closest I've gotten to taking dance classes is at Zach doing the pre-professional company.
Okay,
that
dude.
They have.
You need to take dance classes.
I know.
You need to take dance classes.
I'm
super nervous for dance
calls and stuff that are
you
coming
should,
with auditions.
You need to take dance classes because if you are, you know, if you're a musical performer, are you taking, do you take dance?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. So it's something that we don't teach our boys and we should.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a performer because that's so, so vitally important.
I will also say even if you decide not to do musicals and you do the straight plays, it will help you with your body and your character and being aware of your center and who you are. It'll help you
posture,
as an individual.
Hopefully.
So
my goodness.
Yes, posture. If you take a ballet class, yes, absolutely. Depends on what type of ballet will help posture. Yeah. But yeah, it's so good.
So now, are y'all in shows? Are y'all in performing together this year? The
just
two of you.
In,
sorry,
into the woods.
I'm pointing. And people in the radio, I apologize to my radio audience. I'm pointing to Molly and Austin.
We are both in Into the Woods.
Yes.
We don't interact, but we are both
in
the
show. Who are you playing in Into the Woods?
I'm Rapunzel. Each other.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yes. Oh, that's not true. I guess you're all in the number. At the,
I feel like your hair is a little short to play that role.
Yes.
We're
going
to have to do something about that.
Do some wig.
Complete opposite.
Putting her on vitamins.
Yes. Send me those if that works. Hey.
Molly, really quickly, both of you, because you both are in school of one sort, and the summer is time. So other than Summerstock Austin, what else are you going to do with your summer?
Well, Summerstock usually takes up the second half of the summer. It's you get your first half.
Are we already in the second half?
Yeah,
this is the second half
We're
of summer.
We're mid-July.
So besides that, it's just whatever we do before then, which for me
which
was
sleeping.
Sleeping, hanging out with friends.
Molly?
I worked at Tap Camp, which is run by Ginger Morris.
Nice.
She had a more production
you need to take. You need to take notes.
Yes.
Young man. Nicole is absolutely right. The arts education you get, including dance, can only help you in other things you do,
absolutely.
Especially if you want to play football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
It can. Mm-hmm. Don't laugh. You know, and there's many professional
I'm
football players
laughing.
Done
I
ballet.
I was being
but
very, very serious.
Any type of class, even if it's something, a technical class or a lighting mm-hmm. class, you as an actor will learn so much from it. And trust me, your stage manager will and your directors and the rest of the production team, you'll have a better understanding and they'll respect you more mm-hmm. for understanding how everything works.
Mm-hmm.
And you might end up liking it. I performed for 30 years and started hating something I loved. And discovered, wow, the production's, like, the other side's really cool, and it's still part of the art. So
Rachel, a quick question. In your past life, in your education, your theater education, is there something that you wish you had done that you didn't do back when you were getting edumacated?
I
think sometimes I wish I'd been a little braver, and just not been scared to put myself out there. Enough. Like, I think sometimes I had directors who, like, thought, like, oh, she's got this, but I just maybe sometimes wouldn't go there. So that, and then plus going back to what you were just saying about learning all the stuff, like, there's so many things that I had to go take this technical class, and, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm a performer. And so, then now I'm, like, teaching these things and have to go back and learn it and go, someone smart taught me this, mm-hmm. but I wasn't listening.
It's like when your parents tell you something, mm-hmm. you're like, whatever. And then later on in your adult, you're like, whoa. You're actually onto something.
Yep.
I love the idea of being being wishing you were a little braver, being mm-hmm. brave and taking brave choices. As a director, it's so much easier to pull someone back than to pull things out of people. Yeah. So
very good point.
I know now from the other side.
Exactly. I have a friend that does Gilbert and Sullivan. Who's done it for the past 2 years, and she's somewhat of a chewer of the scenery and a mucker. She's in the chorus, and she pulls focus all the time because she's out there doing stuff. And this year we were walking dogs together, and she said, "I'm a little sad. The director told me to emote less." And she said, "I got my feelings hurt." I said, "Well, I know, but just understand that I would rather work with someone like you mm-hmm. than the opposite." So that's great advice mm-hmm. to take. And unfortunately, we have to vacate the backstage area. Because
they're playing our song.
The next show, they're playing our song, is coming on. You can hear them warming up right now.
You hear it?
Yeah. Uh-oh, they're playing our song. Uh-oh, they're playing our song. And when they're playing our song, I don't know the words in there.
Me neither.
Anyway.
But that's okay.
But thank you all for joining us backstage.
Thank you for having us.
And good luck with everything.
We're going to go back to rehearsal.
Go to work.
Nice.
Oh,
you give that ginger and Mike some
love.
Thank
you. Oh, they're playing my song.
Oh, yes, they're playing your song.
I wish they played again.